Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
5:33, an hour later on the tweet out of our Broadbeat studios, the big Tuesday edition of the show with Ali Plath and Spider Everett.
Yeah, Rob McLeod, how are you?
I'm very, very well. Just recovering from the storm systems that blew through yesterday.
Yeah, you see them building now. I know that you said there's not a lot of great news around, not a lot of big news, so I've got some news for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought I'd do one of these this morning.
It's time for spiders. Spiders. Animal facts.
We haven't had one for a while.
No, so I thought, you know what, I'll give you an animal fact, Rod, for your news.
Fire up the jazz band.
Okay, now, did you know, this is absolute fact.
Mm. Yes.
Female ferrets.
it's not going to end well.
Ferrets stink. They are so stinky. Those
here we go.
Listen to it. Yeah, that's a female ferret. Female ferrets die if they do not mate once they go on heat.
Each time.
So
they
imagine
die.
That. It's like,
wow.
Come here, or else you won't see tomorrow.
Yeah, that's keen, isn't it?
That's super keen.
Wow. You hold all the cards.
Oh. If you were a ferret.
Yes, we were a ferret.
Yeah. Well, good point, Rod.
Thank you for that, Spider. We push on with the show. Coming up next, another very exciting round of Name That Year. Triple M Breakfast. It's Flan, Ali and Spider.
Here we go. It's Name That Year.
Well, yes, it is Name That Year. And we've only got, what, nine more games.
Yes, nine to go. Rod's on one, I'm on zero, Ellie is on zero. It was the month of December, but because November was a whitewash, we wanted just a clean sweep and say, rightio, let's lead into the end of the year with 10 games. Who is going to be best?
Good luck, everybody.
G'day, I'm Russell Coit, and this is my backyard, the Aussie Outback.
It was great catching up with some old mates and sharing a few laughs.
Yeah, a mate of mine's got a property near here, and he said to me, you know, I can ride from sunup till sundown and not come to a fence. And I said to him, it's a pretty big property. And he said, oh, no, we just haven't got any fences.
Wait. One of my favourites.
Oh, yeah. I love Russell Coit. There's a little bit of Russell Coit about you.
Yeah,
out there,
absolutely.
Is there?
Yeah.
Well, that is a compliment.
Mm.
Okay.
I think. When did Russell Coit start on Australian television?
Spider.
He's in, yep.
Oh. So hard, isn't it? Mm. But that's the name of the game. That's the fun of it.
Yes.
Absolutely. I'm going to say it was in 91.
Ooh. Ali, I reckon it's around then, but I think maybe a fraction later. 93.
No, I reckon he was with the comedy company crew, and that was in the late 80s, so I'm going to say 1989.
You're all copying me.
It's 2001.
What?
Yeah.
No. What? Oh, Russell Coit.
Russell Coit.
So the character, 2001.
Yes.
No.
No, you know what? Yeah, well, because when you think about it, comedy company, he was Uncle Arthur.
Mm.
There were other characters, so Russell Coit, yeah.
No, but he made a comeback.
I'll take the win, though, anyway, with that question.
The series originally ran from August 2001.
Yeah, that's the series, but when did he make little cameos?
Yeah, I don't think he came out as... Yeah, it was Uncle Arthur. Remember Uncle Arthur? I loved it. Classic one I remember was when he was at the wedding and he's hurling rice at them, but the rice is cooked. It's all sticking to the bride.
Okay, Ellie wins. We'll accept that.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for... attempting to rob me.
On this day in a particular year. We could have had it all. An amazing voice, Adele. That song came out. Rolling in the Deep. What year? You do know Adele.
I remember Rob McLeod. We're doing a walk, Forgive Me Fire for Kids. And we did a training session. No, we're doing 25 hours live on the radio.
Oh, yes.
And we ended up doing a training session down at the gym at Southport.
Yep.
And we're on the treadies.
Yeah.
And they played this song, and it was quite new at the time.
Mm.
So I'm going to say it was 2011.
Ali, I think it's later than that. I reckon it's around about 2015.
No,
oh, geez. I'm trying to remember when I was at the gym the last time.
I still remember it.
It's a long time ago. 2010.
Ooh, Rodney's got it.
Oh!
Good one, Rod.
Thank you.
Yep. All right.
So I gave it to him.
Yeah, good boy.
You did. You set it up.
Hang on. Did you say 2010?
Yeah.
Saying here released 2011.
No, the album was released 2011. The single was released November 29. Oh, who's Googling?
No, I just Googled. I Googled right then.
Yeah, yeah. Good point.
Okay,
good
point. If I hadn't Googled earlier, I would have bloody said it.
Oh, what was the question?
I said that song, Rolling in the Deep, what year was it released?
The album in 2011.
No, the song was released 29th of November 2010.
Hello! Okay. You need this, Biden.
Yes, I do.
I'm not going to live to another year of finding your poorly written unmailed love scratchings around this house.
It's true love, my friend.
Love, love. You know what love is? Love is an illusion created by lawyer types like yourself to perpetuate another illusion called marriage, to create a reality of divorce and the illusionary need for divorce lawyers.
All right, so that's Andrew McCarthy in the movie St. Elmo's Fire. Remember Andrew McCarthy, part of the Brat Pack back in the 80s?
No idea.
He's having a birthday today. Ellie. This is for the win, Al.
I'm going to have a stab and say 1961.
No, it's later than that. I've no idea.
Well, say your name and have a go.
Spider.
Yes.
Pair of sixes, 66.
Right, the newsreader, Brat Packer, 1965.
What did you say? Andrew McCarthy?
Andrew McCarthy.
Where are you getting your information from? I've just Googled it and it's saying he's born in 1962. Hey? Your credibility is going up the pooper. Remember, hang on, and we still haven't addressed the fact that the other day...
Can you talk to me about this up the pooper thing?
No, I won't discuss that. We'll move on from that. Who was it the other day? The Catherine Heigl or whatever her name was.
Yeah.
You were wrong by 10 years, we discovered.
That's right, 63 and 73.
After we turned the mics off.
Do you want to go? We'll go again with another question.
Well, no, because I won.
No, you didn't. I did.
I said 1961.
No, but we go on the judge's score and that's Al.
Judge's decision is final.
Yeah, every
time.
Come
on, Al.
He's born in 1962, so
he was,
I won.
He was. My mistake. Yeah. What do we do there?
I think
I leave, I come back tomorrow.
Oh, my God. I was really just wanting a nosy update. And Al, David, we were discussing this earlier as to how you're going living on your own. But we thought we're not going to ask you because you just talk tough all the time. So we thought we'd get the person who won't talk tough. She'll tell the truth.
Yes.
Good morning, Sheree Everett. Nobody knows what I'd be without you. Good morning, Sheree.
Good morning.
Now, Sheree, here's the big question. So for those that don't know, in the Triple M family, Sheree and Boston have moved to Melbourne because for Melbourne's footy.
Yep.
Melbourne's footy. Boston's footy, pretty much.
Yep.
But it could be to escape Spider as well.
Yeah, well, Sheree, let's be honest.
Who do you think, be honest, who do you reckon is actually going to struggle long-term with this more, Spider or yourself?
Definitely. No, it's definitely Spider. I kid you not, I think yesterday he rang me 27 times.
Oh, that is lovely.
This was the most important one because I was sick of answering his phone calls. I was in the supermarket. And he's like, no, where's the toilet paper? Where's the toilet paper? And I said, and then I thought he was in a supermarket as well. And I said, are you, what, in the toilet paper aisle? Where are you? And he goes, no, I'm sitting on the toilet
Hang on.
Who puts toilet paper in the laundry?
Because the overflow goes in the laundry, darling.
Yeah.
Underneath the sink is the stockpile. Reach out in front of the toilet, open up the door. It's right
there.
That's
it. And here's,
the rest of it goes in the laundry.
That's right. Here's the other question. Who doesn't replace the toilet roll when he's used the rest of the paper on his backside
Hang on. I'll put my hand up for one thing.
Oh, don't. Okay.
No.
The steam mop.
Mop.
How many phone calls did it take to turn on a steam mop?
The steam mop. They're a waste of time.
It has an on button, just on, off. That is it. There's nothing else to press on, off.
And then they're steaming and it's going...
Well, that's what they're meant
to do. That's the idea of it. Imagine that, Sheree. Please tell us he didn't ring you and go, the mop's steaming. What do I do?
He's like, what do I do now? It's going to burn my feet. And I'm like, you've now steamed the floor.
I steamed
with some shoes.
Yeah, I actually did it with socks on because I thought it was going to be that hot.
Well, I tell you what, you'd back us up with this, Sheree. Probably his feet could do with a bit of steaming from the look of them. All right, how are you in Boston going anyway? How are you coping with Melbourne?
We're going very, very well. Unfortunately, though, somebody, I know, I often wonder whether Spider realises how tall he is. I mean, he's been like it for 30-odd years.
Yeah.
But I had to buy a step ladder in every room, the kitchen, our wardrobe. We've got step ladders because I can't reach anything.
Oh.
Everything's way up high and then there's nothing down low.
You need Boston to have a growth spurt.
Well, even Boston, he was jumping up there and then there's a pile of my jeans. It's cold. I'm in Melbourne. I'm going to wear jeans all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the jeans are in the back, right up the very top cupboard at the back, and all my shorts are at the front.
Oh, so Spider's done that. That's right. He came down and organised the covered spot.
He did.
Come
he did.
On, mate.
Well, so, yeah, no, we're loving it. It's been awesome.
Sounds like Sheree's having a great time, yes, and you are struggling.
Apart from the constant barrage of phone calls.
Yes.
All right.
I can't. I've got them on block. It's all right.
Oh,
do not disturb.
Thanks, Sheree.
Thank you, Sheree.
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
Yeah, stormy start to the week. Another one possibly coming through the Gold Coast. We'll keep you across that. 7 past 6, an hour later on the tweet. Morning, Flan.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, we're all good.
How did you go with the storm?
Oh, because mate, it was amazing out at Mudgerah, by the way.
I think because if you are building or renovating, if you ever want to test out your roof, it was yesterday.
It was yesterday.
You
want
to see if you've got any leaks, it's a perfect opportunity to find out.
Mate, absolutely, too. And our way, the lightning was ferocious. It started, and then did you see the pictures that emerged of what looked like an alien craft over Surface Paradise, but it formed out over our place?
Yeah.
I literally stood underneath the thing, basically, and I actually looked up how to tell how far away lightning is. It was all flashing around me, and there was one part, it began to spin, and I thought it was going to turn into a tornado.
Oh.
And I always go downstairs and watch storms from underneath my house, like outside.
Yeah.
And when this thing started to spin, I took off like I was 5. Right?
And what, went upstairs?
No, underneath the house further and buried myself under stuff. But I'd gone and Googled how to tell how far away lightning is, because one of them was...
Hasn't it got something to do with
the thunder
and then the lightning?
Yeah.
Well, McLeod would know the theory.
I've got it here.
Oh, have you?
If you're there, right?
Yeah, Flair, let's hear the theory.
Yeah, if you count the number of seconds between the flash of lightning and the sound of thunder, and then divide by 5. So if you have 1 elephant, 2 elephant...
3 elephant, 4.
Yeah, let's say it's 5 elephant, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you divide that by 5, you'll get the distance in miles, which is 1 mile, okay?
Right.
Which is 1.6 kilometres. And yesterday I got to what? It went burr! And at the very end of the explain it says, keep in mind that you should be in a safe place while counting. 800 metres it was, about the distance I want between me and my underpants from yesterday.
Here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
With Queensland being in the depths of a third consecutive La Nina or La Nina, how do you say it, Flan?
Nina.
Nina.
Oh, I say La Nina.
I love that.
Or Nina.
Sounds like a dish, an Italiano dish, doesn't
yum.
It? And the bomb, your favourite side, Al Dobie, is predicting an increased risk of widespread flooding across the state for this summer. Suncorp Insurance have released the worst affected suburbs in Queensland, the top 10, and 2 Gold Coast suburbs have made the list. I wonder if you can guess. So this is the worst affected homes, areas, insurance claims.
Oh, gee, I don't know. Who really got smashed? I would have said.
On the Narang River, maybe?
Yeah.
Somewhere. Eleanora.
Oh, Eleanora.
Oh, okay, right.
And Arundel.
Oh, really?
Arundel.
Yes. I would have picked somewhere like your area, Flan, with lots of trees around. And but what was really interesting is they've said that only a quarter of people actually prepare for the storm season. So we need to up that number, don't we?
Mm, absolutely.
Sure do.
Yeah. Wow.
How's this? What do you reckon the average age of surfing is?
What do you mean? Oh, okay.
I got really surprised last night watching people report on surfing saying that average age surfing is for oldies. The average
it's
age
gone
is
up,
45.
Yeah, what? Absolutely.
Yeah, so
I would have thought maybe late 20s. 20s
so
or something.
So did I. I thought it would have been, you know, teens and 20s,
yes.
But no, 45, 50s and 60-year-olds. The older you are, the better surfing is, they reckon.
I love that.
It's a good way of getting active if you are in the older demo. So there we go. Try a little bit of surfing.
Very nice to hear. Rental affordability. A study's been released, and apparently Brisbane is the worst in the country. They're focused on capital cities, but they were saying it's the worst it's ever been in Brisbane, and isn't that just like a government?
Yeah.
Like, oh, really? We knew this a year ago. Where were you? Now I guess they form committees and subcommittees and get on with some kind of response, but it's just disgraceful that it's
nice
taken this long for the report to come out.
Nice to know that they realise now.
Yeah. Well, they're onto that, eh?
Yeah.
Eh? Like lightning.
Captain Obvious.
That is what you need to know. Spider. Last one standing.
Yeah, your chance to go along and see any great movies. There's some great movies on at the moment, no doubt about it. It is called The Quizaster. We have no idea what's going to happen, and that is including The Quizaster host himself, Flan.
Oh.
Say good morning to Darren. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, everybody.
Come on, Darren.
Darren in Helensville.
We want you to dazzle us, mate. Who said this?
Tell him he's dreaming.
Right, he's dreaming, all right. Is it the character or the actor or the film that you want to give us?
Tell him he's dreaming. I know who it is.
Come on.
Yeah. Oh, bloody hell, I can't think of his name, but...
Prove it. Prove your name, Dave.
No, sorry.
What movie? Okay,
can we just say 1-300-925-666, the easiest way to win tickets right now. Okay, who we got here? Trina. Trina, who is it?
Tell him he's dreaming.
It's The Castle.
Yes, that'll do it. Michael Caton.
Well done.
Beautiful work.
And Darryl.
Question two is true or false. We've got to whip through this, all right? You can use your expert spider, Everett. He loves the sloths, those animals. Mm. I'm going to ask you a question about sloths. You can use him if you want. Is it true that sloths can live to be 100 years of age? Is it true?
Oh, I'm going to have to ask spider. I'm not sure.
No, it's not true.
It's not true.
No way. Imagine that. That'd be 600 sloth years.
Well done. Oldest living recorded sloth was 43 years of age. I don't get anywhere near 100. Question three, and this is for the tickets.
Yeah.
Which Australian state spent the most on disaster management since 1970? It was just in this show, just before. I'm very arrogant about it.
What state?
He's sipping on a wine glass.
Well done.
There you go.
Didn't even need
to hear an answer. Apparently, Al's just done with this. You won tickets to the movies.
No, the answer is Queensland.
Queensland, yeah.
Right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
did Trina say that?
Well done.
God bless you.
You gotta listen. So
Flan.
Well done, Trina. You've won tickets to event cinemas, a double pass. So you're off to the movies. Thank you for playing.
He doesn't even listen to the answer.
I didn't hear it.
All right. You're there,
They're
Trina.
Unimportant to me.
Yes.
All right. Thanks.
Bye, Trina.
Flan, you're only talking yesterday about, doing your own veggie patch, and you're very, very proud of it.
I am. I love it, Spider. And you know what I love most about it? It's not actually much the eating of the food at the end, because it takes months to save yourself $1.20. But I like watching the plants grow. I watch very closely because I studied greenkeeping as a youngster.
Yeah.
I love watching the sprout come. Yes, I do. And I make an active study of it now. Yes, I do.
Absolutely.
But I've been growing these beautiful capsicums for about 3 months, and every day I checked them. And then the bugs started to arrive, and they were starting to eat things. And I thought, I'm going to go. I'll make my salad today.
Yeah.
I woofed in and made a beautiful tomato capsicum salad with eggplant. So I grew all the ingredients in it, and I woofed into it. And it turns out I wasn't growing capsicums at all. They were chilies and that. That's the noise that I made. It was so hot. I reckon my mouth was hot for about an hour.
But did you keep eating it? Because
I had one more go once I realised.
You try and push the chili to the side and keep enjoying it.
I did. I pushed them all out and I ate some tomato, but they'd already rubbed all over the chilies by then, so I had to just throw it out.
But we do want to know what you have accidentally eaten.
Oh,
Ellie, have you accidentally eaten anything? I remember I did, Cherie, she cannot cook. I'm being serious. You know she's cooking at night, and if I'm driving home, even myself in Boston, we're in a slight bit of depression, thinking, wow, this could be anything. No joke.
Does she have a signature dish?
No. She hasn't got a dish. Okay. No, this is no joke. So it was a candlelit dinner. Really nice. There was chicken and some veggies and whatever. And I'm like, do we really have to eat under candlelight? Like, this is, like, just turn the lights on.
You want to see what
so we turned the lights on and we looked at the chicken and it was still all red inside.
Oh, no. Did she know it?
That's no. What, oh. She had no idea.
Oh, all right.
Oh, my
that
goodness.
Could have killed you.
So did you, well, you turned it on. You didn't eat it.
No, I had two bites and then that was it. And I was yuck. Like, oh, I don't know about this. Can we just have a look at it?
It's a bit gooey in the middle.
Disgusting. Look, when I was really little, I ate some poisonous berries. Whoa. And had to be taken to the hospital and had my stomach pumped and everything.
Wow.
Yeah,
you were right in the first day or so after that? Or?
Well, I was really little. Like, I was about two and a half. Oh, I know my mum, she'll probably be listening to this, she'll ring and say, you're a three. But I can actually remember being left in the hospital. It was very traumatic, actually.
Yeah,
so, yeah, I ate them by accident. I mean, I deliberately ate cat bits. I thought they were delicious.
Oh, that's cat food, not bits of cat.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I ate some 10 mil gravel, just one piece of rock. I thought, I'll give this a go. I was bored at a game of footy when I was about five.
Yeah.
There was this rock road out the back, and I picked up one of the rocks, and some kid I'd never met, he said, would you eat that? And I went, yeah. And down she went.
Right. Oh, no. Maybe it'll come out with your chilies.
Road base is a delicacy. 1-300-925-666. What have you accidentally eaten? You'll have a chance to win a double to A Day on the Green. The one and only Rod Stewart with special guest Cyndi Lauper brings the hits tour to A Day on the Green. Cinema Wines, Mount Cotton, Saturday, March 25. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. What have you accidentally eaten?
Pete and Pimpamar, what have you accidentally eaten?
When I was in my 20s, we all got invited to my mum's place for a big party type of thing. And she made everything, salads and everything like that. And we were eating and everything. And all of a sudden, everyone was feeling kind of, lightheaded. And jovial and joking and mucking around. Even my parents, my dad was coming out with these one-liners that he's never come up with.
Yes.
And then we found out that the next-door neighbour, my mum used to have a veggie patch, and the next-door neighbour had a special veggie patch. And the little seeds were dropped and grew within the actual rocket and everything my mum was growing. She was just picking off and chopping it up.
Yes.
And it was the best dinner we had for a long time.
Hey, Pete, we're going to let you go because Flynn wants to know the address. Okay, lucky guess.
There wouldn't have been a scrap of food left on the table.
No, okay. Sally in Burley Waters. Sally, what have you accidentally eaten?
Well, my dad, when he was alive, was a pest controller, and he simply didn't kill one particular pest. I was one and a half, and he found me sitting on the driveway with half-eaten cockroach in my hand.
Oh!
Can you remember the taste?
You can get them caramelised in Bali. Oh.
Thanks, Sally.
I had one in a caramel koala once. It was just in the packet, and I ate it and went, that's chewy.
Crunchy caramel. Good morning, Nicole and Narang. What have you accidentally eaten?
It was my husband, thankfully. Before I met him when he was younger, he was out in a nightclub one night and he picked his drink up, took a swig, was chewing on the ice and he thought, oh, that doesn't feel right. Uh-oh. And he had cockroach in his mouth.
Oh, disgusting.
An alcoholic cockroach.
It's like the worm in tequila.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yuck.
Thank you, Nicole.
Well, thank you, Nicole.
Okay, we got...
That is ranted.
Ian in Mermaid Beach. Ian, what have you accidentally eaten?
Well, I like a little can of tuna occasionally for lunch. Anyway, nice. The missus was on a bit of a budget spend and... she got the same cans of tuna, the home brand one. Anyway, I've had a couple of spoonfuls of this, and I'm tasting, geez, this stuff's off.
Yeah.
Anyway, I turn around the can, on the back of the can, there's a little cat's face, a little tiny cat's face, and it was cat poo.
Oh,
yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
So what did it actually taste like?
It tastes like what might come out of the other end of the cat, actually.
Hey, Ian, we're going to send you to A Day on the Green, all right, to go and see Rod Stewart. Yes. And Cyndi Lauper.
Well, good on you. Thanks, mate. Thanks, guys.
No worries, mate.
See
well
you.
Done.
What thank do you say?
See you later. That's me.
Seeing what he's on, and he's posted a photo, the new owner of Twitter, Elon Musk.
Oh, Elon.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Triple M Gold Coast. Your station is a bright galactic star.
Yes, it is.
Galactic star. Blue giant, in fact.
Thank you.
Yeah,
very specific.
We have spoken to him a few times. I'll be honest, I never asked him what was on his bedside table, but he did tweet a picture, and this is what's on his bedside table.
This is Elon Musk's bedroom.
Yep.
Okay.
There's a water bottle. There's four cans of Coca-Cola, all gone. Wow. There's a book set. There's a cosplay gun. There's a Buddhism ritual object. And there's a Washington flintlock pistol. That's on his bedside table.
You know, the flintlock pistol?
Yeah.
He's like a small musket, and he's calling himself Elon Musket.
That's amazing. Let's go around. Yeah. Al, what's on your bedside table?
I've got just some glasses, and I'm reading the Cadell Evans biography, the great Australian cyclist.
Okay.
Okay.
Very nice.
Plan?
A series. Just my book. I keep it very, very tight. I can't remember what I'm reading. I think the last time I picked it up, it was about 3 weeks ago. So what about you, Ali?
You've got a book that you have no idea what it is.
No idea what I'm reading. I don't think it's very good.
Obviously.
Well, off the top of my head, I know I've got two water bottles. I know I've got a Jerry Seinfeld book that I've read, I think, two pages of, and it's been there, like, all year.
Yeah.
I've got some headphones that I bought for when you're exercising.
Yeah.
So they have not been used for about 2 years, and they're broken.
Yeah.
And I definitely 100% know that there is an empty Calippo ice rabbit from Lulu yesterday.
Eating
so I got
that in bed.
Yes, I got in a bed last night, and there's a woman Calippo thing.
Spider, what? Oh my, I'm almost hesitant to ask.
Well, no, actually, we all are very hesitant.
I can honestly say there isn't a book.
Correct.
I have a cot radio and a crystal.
A crystal?
Oh, fantastic.
What have you got a crystal? How did that crystal end up in your bedroom?
I have no idea.
Has Serenity Safe Harbour stayed in your bedroom?
I think we know the answer.
Yeah, look, your dad finished up last night, and I noticed at the end of the show they advertised for more mums and dads to try and get together.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the kids were watching their parents secretly.
That's right. So
that cat's out of the bag now.
They're going to have to change it up.
Yeah,
aren't
they really will. And the way they will change it up is happening. But everybody knows that the kids will be watching.
What are they going
to
do?
So they're going to have to meddle with the format.
Ooh.
Your mum, my dad, transforms into a whole new show hosted by Caitlyn Jenner.
Yo, bitches!
Your mum used to be your dad. And coming soon, hosted by Paddy Newton, your nan, my pop.
How about it, love? I don't have long left.
I think you're left looking quite long.
And Dr. Harry hosts your dog, my cat. Don't like that? What about my surgeon, your boobies? On 9.
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
92.5 Triple M.
Tweet. Spider spray!
I'm spraying space.
Oh.
Out of space. The unknown. What is it? What's there? Like, there's nothing there.
It's all the bits of nothing in between all the somethings.
We don't know. We don't know. You know what I get? The unknown far outweighs the known.
We're getting to the end of the year.
No, it is. The unknown far outweighs the known. Like, do we know? Is there such a thing as space phobia or like the Milky Way and, you know, 50 galaxies? Like, come on, thousands of planets. Yeah. What is it? What is there? Thousands of these planets, more gas, black holes that could just swallow us up in 2 seconds. You've got Betelgeuse exploding. They can turn us into radioactive dust in seconds.
Yes.
Magnetic clouds with no eye clouds.
What?
Do you ever think about it and think about what could happen and how fast we could go?
The honest answer is
space.
No.
We'll start thinking about it.
Okay.
Space could have us gone in seconds. What is it? What is space? Is it there? There has to be an end. Like, I think about space and if there'd been... Well, you couldn't even have beer there. It would freeze in seconds. It would freeze instantly. From it, they say infinity and beyond.
Yeah.
But there has to be the end. Where is the end?
They don't. There has to be.
But what's at the end?
Yeah, Al.
What is at the end? What is the end? Do we know?
If you don't know the answer, I don't want to work with you.
See? This is space. Doesn't it scare you?
Spider, I think space, I need you to think about space.
What is it?
Kind of like your brain.
Where's the end?
And I think it's summed up perfectly by Aerobar. What? It's the bubbles of nothing that make it really something.
Flan, Alley and Spider.
Book a delicious all-you-can-eat buffet at Sharks. Visit southportsharks.com.au.
Triple M's $1,000 Minute. I thank you some
extra money. We all call Johnny in bigger orders. Good morning.
Good morning, Spider.
You ready to go?
Ready to go.
All right. Nice, clear phone line as well. Here's the rules and regulations. You win $1,000 if you get all 10 right. If you don't know an answer, simply pass. We've got time. We'll come back to it. We will take your first response. Your 60 seconds starts at the end of the first question. Johnny, it needs to go off. We'd love it to go off. Good luck.
Cheers.
Here we go, Johnny. Which band had the best-selling album... Appetite for Destruction.
Pass.
What is 50% of 250?
125.
Toy Story 4 was released how many years after Toy Story 1? 12 or 24?
Pass.
Who is the new host of A Current Affair?
Ali Langdon.
Who makes Crunchy Nut Cornflakes?
Kellogg's.
Sirloin, eye fillet and porterhouse are all cuts of what?
Beef, meat.
Who invented the telephone?
Alexander Graham Bell.
Which planet in the solar system has a ring around it?
Saturn.
How many colours are in a rainbow?
Seven.
Who is the patron saint of Ireland?
St. Patrick.
Which band had the best-selling album,
Guns N' Roses,
for Destruction? Toy Story 4 was released after how many years after Toy Story 1? 12 or 24?
24.
Johnny.
Yes.
Johnny. Johnny, you won $1,000!
Yay!
Whoa!
Johnny!
Johnny, do you
Thank
listen?
You.
You are welcome. Do you listen to the quiz often?
I listen and I go to the podcast every day.
Good boy.
I knew it was the two questions. Saturn and Alexander Graham Bell, and I hear other people, they don't listen to the podcast. I'm thinking, you should.
Yes, I know. Absolutely. And I will say, and this is a good one for our other listener, for our Triple M family, there were quite a few questions on there that we've had before.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So pays
yes,
to Alexander also Graham listen Bell to the and, show yeah, every
yeah.
day.
Yeah. Yeah, I do every day. Well, I listen to you guys every day. So,
oh, Johnny, you're a smart cookie, and you're a $1,000 richer smart cookie.
Oh, thank you so much. That's obviously made my day. But you said it was pretty clear, the phone, but it's sort of the screen's broken and everything. Yeah, so I'm going to put it towards a new phone.
Oh,
so
thank you so much.
That's wonderful. Thank you. It'll really help.
And I love to. We toss up a few questions often. Would you have got this one? Guns N' Roses played at what Gold Coast Stadium last Thursday night?
Metricon.
There you go. So you would have nailed it anyway.
Covered.
You're all over this.
Deserve the $1,000. Well played,
Thank
John,
you.
In bigger awards.
Cheers.
Another winner joining the longest list of winners on the Gold Coast for a chance at $1,000.
By far.
Do what John does. Listen to the Flan, Alley and Spider podcast. Get that listener app, LISTNR, because you will get a head start on the next day's question. That's how you play 92.5 Triple M's $1,000 Minute. Johnny Boy, bigger award is a winner.
That is how to do it, Big Al. He's listened to the quizzes in the past because some of those questions do get repeated.
Yes.
He's gone to the podcast.
Yes.
He's picked up the freebies we've given. 20% of the quiz, we give it to you in the potty.
You know what he's done?
What's he done?
He's given himself an opportunity.
Oh, he has. Yeah. He's set himself right up. He's put himself on a tee and whacked him. What?
Who hasn't done that?
Okay. Ali.
Typical Saturday.
What are you going to do for tomorrow's 92.5 Triple M $1,000 Minute?
I'm going to read two questions.
That's the way to do it. Hand them over.
I'll do it like Flan does.
Your mum, my dad.
What did Sherlock Holmes become when he retired from detective work?
Oh,
I don't know why I'm speaking.
That's a great question. I don't know.
There you go. Was he a bartender, a beekeeper, or a sailor?
I would have said beekeeper, but I have no idea.
Flint?
No idea. I'm going to guess he went sailing.
Al Dobie?
Yeah, he was on a yacht.
He was a bzzz.
A beekeeper.
Oh.
An apiarist.
Ooh, I like that. Okay. What? Here's the second one. What rocks form the most caves?
What rocks form the most caves?
Yes. Granite, limestone, or clay?
Oh, I know this one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I reckon it'd be limestone. What do you think?
I'm with you, Flan.
What do you reckon?
Adobe.
Yeah, I'm with them.
You're all correct.
Oh.
Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
There you go. A head start on tomorrow's 92.5 Triple M $1,000 Minute. We played just before 8.
Ali asks,
can my friend tell her mother-in-law not to stay at her house at Christmas?
What a dilemma.
Yeah, I know. Whoa. It is a dilemma. And look, I'm going to say my friend's name's Sarah. It definitely isn't. This is pretty touchy, this subject. So, look, she's late 30s, married with two kids. And her mother-in-law comes to stay with them at their place on average twice a year. One of those times always being Christmas, okay? Yeah. So over the years, the judgment on her domestic abilities has increased, okay? Yeah, I know.
Okay.
So she'll hurl in there, I always fold the washing like this.
Then off you go.
I hang the clothes up like this. You know, she'll comment on her cooking. And it's got to an all-time high. The last time she stayed, she's now passing judgment on her parenting.
Oh,
and it's always...
But that's their responsibility.
Anyway, it's getting tougher and tougher. So, yeah, she really has had enough. And she wants to tell her she can't stay for Christmas. But, you know, she doesn't want to tell her. She wants her husband to tell her.
Yeah.
It's
mum.
It's pretty full on, though, isn't it? And you know what? I can think of probably at least four other friends that have similar situations going on where it's like, ugh.
Can you tell them, Flan?
Can you tell them not
to
stay?
Oh, you sure can. My Christmases from the time I was young until now. I've basically been telling family members everything you want to get off your chest.
Okay.
It's been like that. So you sure can, my word.
And what do you do? Tell them to go and stay somewhere else.
My word, you can. But, I mean,
Have you had to do that?
I've certainly have. Yeah,
okay.
My word. Yeah.
Okay.
There's just too much rubbish that goes on in my side of the family. Lisa's side of the family are absolutely beautiful.
Okay.
But there was so much drama that it was, you had to. You had to stand up. And telling people how to parent at Christmas time, you know what I mean? Chuck them out on the street.
Mm.
All right.
Spider, where do you stand on this? I'm interested to know.
No, I don't think you can.
And you're very family, aren't you?
Oh, well, yeah, our family's like yours. My side is a disgrace.
Oh,
no. Absolutely. .com. Look them up. Their family photo there. and Cherise is fine. But still, if the family were to come up and say we're staying...
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. You bite the nose, absolutely. Not, wouldn't let get you to stay anywhere else. So I don't think you can. I think it's that time of the year, the Christmas time of the year, you've got to allow them to stay.
Okay.
Can I just add one little thing?
Yes.
I like what you're saying, Spider, and I respect it, actually. But I think if you don't want to stay at their house ever, you totally got the right to say no.
Yeah, okay.
If this isn't going to be reciprocated in a way that I would like, absolutely.
See, I'd never ask to stay. Yeah, I'd go and get a hotel.
Yeah, me too.
Let's throw it out to the Gold Coast Triple M family, Ali.
Yep, should you be able to tell your in-laws they're not allowed to stay with you? In Carrara, should you be able to tell your in-laws they can't stay?
I believe so. Like, if they don't want to stay in your house on your terms, I think they should be ousted.
Yeah, okay.
Spence, would you get nervous about having to raise that conversation, or would you, like me, enjoy it?
Absolutely not. I'm not backward in coming forward.
Right? Okay. Well, thank you for ringing us. Do it any time.
No, I want to spray Spider too.
Oh, right.
Whoa, whoa,
miss
whoa.
Him.
Hey,
yeah,
what
right. about?
Yep, all yours.
He had a bit of a spray a couple of weeks ago about the light rail going from... Broadbeach through to Coolangatta.
And I
delivered stage one, and I saw the devastation it did to small businesses when they did stage one.
Right.
Okay.
And I think the state and federal government should have come together with local council while they're doing this extensive roadworks between Reedy Creek, Palm Beach, and Currumbin. Surely they could have extended the heavy rail from Varsity through to Coolangatta.
Yeah, it's a good point.
It.
I don't mind heavy rail at all either.
It's a good point you make. Would you invite Spider to your house for Christmas?
Oh, look, yeah, I'd let bygones be bygones.
Thanks, Spence. Christmas lunch organised.
He's softened up already. I love that.
Thank you so much for the call. 1-300-925-666 with Ali Asks.
Good morning, Michelle from Pimpamar. Should my friend Sarah be able to tell her mother-in-law she's not allowed to stay?
100%.
I love you.
Wow. Ooh, have you had a similar situation going on with your family?
I have. It's not my mother-in-law. It was my brother-in-law.
Okay. Oh, okay. And what would he get up to?
Oh, he's a nightmare. Like, you know, if you've got a boat, his boat's better than yours, and he'd pick on every little single thing. Oh, you know, I can cook that better than you. Well, cook it for me then.
I love it a bit. We had a similar family member, and we used to play a game that she didn't know about, and that was we would make statements that were completely fake and just to see her top them.
Yep. I've done the same thing with him, you know. He's got a better bike than I've got. He's even got better shoes than I've got. And I said, well, what? You got a pair of high heels like I've got, have you, buddy?
Michelle. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michelle.
All right, Jody in Ormo. Jody, can you tell your mother-in-law or father-in-law not to stay over Christmas?
The only way that I can do it is to tell them that I have friends coming from overseas that are staying, and then last minute they've made other plans, I say, I'm not staying. So
Hang on, sorry, I missed that bit.
So I lie a little bit.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, you tell a lie.
Yeah, so what she says, she goes, no, sorry, I've got friends staying from overseas. Yeah. And then when they book somewhere else, they go, oh, actually, no, they cancelled as well.
Mm. All right, good on you, Jody. Thank you.
Beautiful play. That's good for
you. Very smart. Good morning, Christy and Benoa. Can you tell your mother-in-law not to stay over Christmas? Or father-in-law, brother-in-law?
Absolutely. Christmas is a time of joy. I think people should bring joy into the house. And if they don't, there's, you know, kind of no place for it.
Yes.
Yeah, I've had in-laws stay before and they kind of, yeah, got in the way a little bit, so suggested that they went and visited other family for a little while.
Oh, I love that so much. It's like the Marie Kondo of families, isn't it? You hold on to the family member and do they spark joy? Nope, get out.
That's exactly in my head. If my life's too short if it doesn't spark joy, goodbye.
Oh, I love absolutely. That.
And I love the way you said it too. If they don't bring joy. It's yes. about joy in Christmas. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks,
thank you, Christy.
Well, if I married my first, my first wife, her, my mother-in-law was called Joy.
Oh. and did she spread it?
What option have I got? Joy's always there.
You have no options, Spider. So there you go. It was all yeses. You can tell them not to stay, but I must admit, I'm in your camp, Spider. I would really struggle to tell, and I'm lucky I've had good in-laws over the years, so I would struggle to tell them not to
stay. To everybody else, thank you for your calls, and do it today. Yes. Tell them today.
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
That's the end of another big show. Download the Listener app to grab the latest podcast for free right now. 92.5
Triple M.